missing my home brew.
It's very rare that I do that, you know, only to help the suffering alcoholic, you know. Drinking really took me in a cesspool of life, you know, and gave me a lot of, it really took me down, you know. Drinking, I drank to live and then I lived to drink. This is not my first time in Alcoholics Anonymous. I battled with alcoholism a couple times, and I failed Alcoholics Anonymous. And I had to go back out, and it was really tragic on me, because I enhanced my story, and I made my story worse and to make me stay here. You know? I love AA. I adore AA. AA is very inspirational. I have such a sweet and wonderful man with AA. I've really hit the mother lode here. You know, this is the greatest book. I love this book. And you won't get it by osmosis. This program is a real hit. It's a real success. And everything, you know? I feel a little off. Is that I'm not used to being here at this group. And that foul odor didn't help. And being at my home group, you know. But I know where my priorities are today and what God wants me to do and stuff like that. And the journey and the path of recovery is the end thing. I spoke to a couple of my group members and I told them I wouldn't be there to come here. And it is a success. It's a miracle. Drinking catapulted me there. I'm a fall-down nasty drunk. I'm Irish. I'm a leprechaun. I'm a fighting Irish, you know. I love to be in blackouts. Hi, Nancy, how are you? You're a little late, but that's okay. There's people I really adore and admire and respect here that are really a success and there. Drinking never helped me, you know. Temporarily it did, you know, briefly. Until, you know, I woke up the following day with the shame and the remorse and the guilt and throwing up from both directions, you know. Now, it's sad, you know. I thought, you know, I found the elixir of life, and I thought, you know, oh, this is cool, you know. And I can fit in and this and that and peer pressure in there and drink and stuff like that, you know. Drinking, I knew I was a pig at drinking. I didn't drink right because I bought a whole bunch of beer and from Dow to Brodeur, and I liked Brodeur. And I didn't open it properly. I opened it from the bottom and I popped the top. I would do insane things like go give a pint of blood and go and drink. My life continued with alcohol. I would spend piles of money on alcohol and addiction. And it was really tragic and sad and disappointing. Because when I drank, it was very dangerous to me and to society and then to my pocketbook. Because I'd be calling the lawyers and I'd be going to court and everything. All because of drinking. You know? I'm 20 years sober. By the grace of God. And that's beautiful. I have a delightful life. Hasn't always been easy. You know, I have a saying, you know, if you don't want to fail, you don't want to strike out. If you want to save your bacon and 2 cents of your marbles, and you don't want to put your head between your legs and kiss your fucking ass goodbye, the key to my survival is this lovely organization. And I better realize that ASSP prompt. I was catapulted in here. It's a miracle. It's a gift that I'm here. And I'm thankful and grateful. I'm really compelled to do service and work the steps. I am wholesome and healthy. I'm 49 years old. I'm a single dad. You know, I've had my ups and downs in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, the standard stuff, you know, I had issues when I was out there drinking, and I just erased it with booze. Today I saw, you know, I deal with the 12 steps, home group, sponsor, higher power, and it's a God of your own understanding, you know? You know? It's like, I thought maybe today I was going to do a brutal move. Thank God I didn't. It's going to happen, I know that for a fact. I did one yesterday. You know? And I was the cool and collected one there. There I'm screaming and bad scene. You know? But the answers are here through the steps. When shit's hitting the fan, you know, fellowship is nice. It's great. It's fantastic. But you know what? It's not around the clock. But I know God is and the 12 steps. You know, I can admit that I'm powerless over alcohol and my life's unmanageable. I just got to flash back and look at my life. It stunk. You know, in and out of jail, skid row, losing careers, accidents. You know, there. I have a dynamite career. I got a house. I got material stuff. I got capital in my pocket, you know, today. I had a delightful supper with a lovely lady today. And I'm having a good time. I was swimming today and this and that. None of that was occurring and happening when I was drinking. You know, I'm the black sheep of the family. I'm not like that anymore. I can hold my head up in honor and dignity. And step one is in two parts. You know, it's like in the steps, alcohol is mentioned twice, spirituality and God and everything like that. It's good early direction, good bunch of drunks. Spell it backward, it's dog, man's best friend. I've learned a lot of great insight here and a lot of great knowledge. And I've learned a lot how to drink here too, you know. I'm afraid to drink. I'm scared to drink. I don't want to drink. The two times I did go back out, I laid alcohol off. One was for a month, and I did 10 years out there. And it was not a pretty sight. I could make you cry or puke. I did a lot of that. And got a lot of handcuffs. And, you know, and if God would have came down, me and him had a rumble. Until it clicked, you know. I let sobriety lose its priority. When shit was hitting the fan, I choose drinking. Big error, big mistake. If you're rattling in your chair here, and you're scared, and you're frightened, stay here. If you're thinking about drinking, think it out. Live the literature, and everything. Tell someone. You know? Don't lay alcohol off. The guy that rescued me, he did. It's reality. He had the same opportunity as me. My poor brothers and sisters are out there, and here, they're suffering. I used the tools of the program to get well and get better. I fired it indefinitely, and I have a chance. I don't live in the past. I don't live in the future. I like the prayers yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I love this. It's amazing. I love the atmosphere here. I enjoy the people here. I enjoy how it works. Third-step prayer, seven-step prayer. I enjoy doing the steps. I enjoy doing the prison work. And I find my sobriety lots of strength and then seeing a decrease because it's very difficult, you know. I go to maybe one meeting, two meetings a week, you know, stuff like that. I was going, you know, like lots of meetings and service and everything. But when my daughter grows up and stuff like that, I will bounce back in it, you know. I listen, I pay attention, I focus, I concentrate on recovery. I thought it was a hogwash. I said, what's this? You know, slogans, what's this, you know, setting up chairs, cleaning up, what's that going to get me sober, you know, stuff like that. You know, I don't want to be a dry drunk. I don't want to code-talk myself to get drunk. I had too much pain, too much suffering. Alcoholics Anonymous is a success and a hit. It tells it right here in the book, on page 30. Page 159, 164. 59, 83. You know, big quiz, big test, you know. 164, if I ever see you, please read that page this evening, you know. It says it all. I love the promises. The promises have come true. I enjoy the traditions. I thought I could, stay in the sick in Alcoholics Anonymous. Because drinking gets you physically ill, mentally ill, emotionally ill, spiritually ill, financially ill. Every avenue it makes you ill. Every style, every which way. If you drink like a pig like I did, it will get you nasty, illy, very ill. It will send you to prison, it will send you to hospitals, you know. Maybe not, you know, you get off the garbage truck and then you're short out of time, you know. I decided to lose my marbles by drinking. And I came from a middle class family, had everything, and lost it all. I regained it back. You know, it says it. Really, haven't we seen a person fail who's thoroughly followed our path? You know, my path did not work. You know, did not work at all. You know, I had a desire to stop drinking. I always had. You know, it's here where it's going on. This is where it's happening. You know, it's two parts. You know, I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. I knew I was insane. Oh, yeah. Alcoholic drinks, he's insane. You know, when people hooked up with me when I was drinking, I was insane. Didn't know what was going to happen that evening. I seriously miss a serious word in the third step. I didn't make a decision. Today I made a serious decision to live the serenity prayer, to stay sober today. Now, what I got back is amazing. It's terrific. You know? I got today. You know? I look around, someone has more time, less time, whatever. I got today. It's here where it's going on. It's a hit. It's a success. It's really groovy. It's really cool. You know? It's amazing. You know, I mean, I couldn't make this out when I first came out. I was so damaged with alcohol. I was trembling when I first read how it works. They were saying words. I've gone back to education, school, and it's been great, you know. I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as we understood Him. You know, I thought I could avoid steps, alter steps. You know what? Go on that stairway and jump. And I'll witness that you will get hurt somehow. You know? You got to do steps with the God of your own understanding. You got to do the steps with your sponsor. Yourself. Especially if you want to get well. Especially if you want to sit in here and feel good about yourself. I was not comfortable in my own skin. Lots of things rattled my cage. Everything, huh? I needed to drink for every excuse, every reason, and everything. Today I don't need to drink. I don't want to drink. You know? I don't suffer the drink. And I could make this out before at one point, you know. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of myself. I never wanted to look at my identity. Never wanted to look at who I was. Today I'm comfortable in my own skin. Things rattle my cage. Everything like that. You know. But I've done inventory. You know. Admit to God, to myself, and to another human being the exact nature of my wrongs. You know. My wrongs, God knew, and I was the type of guy who would play tag. Get me out of this jam. Get me out of this situation. Fingers crossed. In the tavern after, make a mockery out of it. You know? You know? You know? Tell another human being what I'd done. what I was ashamed of. And that was very difficult, very hard. But I did. Many exciting, good people were put in my path to rescue me and help me. I see heroes. I see tremendous people. I see fantastic people in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I have a lot of gratitude is the attitude. You know, does Alcoholics Anonymous work? Proven fact. I vanished from that AA. I caused a lot of shit for myself. Thinking that it's kind of close, how ill I am. It just celebrated a birthday, you know. What a hit, what a success, you know. Millions of people getting rescued and better, you know. I know. Imagine all of us drinking. Oh, the town would be wrecked. Yeah? I'm entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. He's taken quite a lot away, you know. Still got a lot more work to do, and chipped away, and I've gone like a little snail, and the stones have gone like a jackhammer, you know. And everything's positive. Everything's, and it has to go in order. You know, I remember, you know, I want to advance. I've done the steps. I'm a week sober. Done it. Now we'll go on to the next thing. You know. You can't advance if you don't do the one there. And I did the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, you know. And living sober is, you know, the best thing, you know. Humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. He's removed a lot of matters and issues, and I'm grateful for that. Made a list of all persons that are harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. You know, I'm ready to do it right away, prompt. Because I can't drag it on. I can't allow it to have it happen, you know. You know, because I don't want it. You know, I can't feed, you know. My disease is working overtime. It's training, it's you know, there. Say, come on, Jim, your life is crap. You know, this, that going on. Or you've got everything and stuff like that. You haven't drank for a long time. You know, why not? It's the summer, you know. Now, why don't you have some? Insanity. No way. If I pick up and use, I might as well throw my house away, my daughter, my car, my health, and go straight to prison or Skid Row. I might as well go to, and if I strike that location, I may become a wet brain because of alcohol, you know. Dead. I've heard all the statistics. And it's happened to me. You know? Make direct amends to such people wherever possible with insurance or others. You know? If I've injured anyone with bad profanity this evening, you know, try to have caught me 20 years ago. Speaking to anyone. But the F word came out a lot. You know, I worked on getting better and healthier in every avenue. You know? You know, and I see here, sought through prayer and meditation. I thought it was medication. I went, oh, right on, medication, just what I need, you know. The only medication I need is Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I was failing in life. Not going nowhere with booze, but just, you know, like 6 feet under. I remember guys betting on me when I was going to die. You know, they took a bet and said, can you stop drinking? There. I was insane. I didn't last the bet. They had to give it to me because I was having alcoholic seizures. I needed to drink because it was just in my metabolism. I drank every day. And if I went out a day without it, it was very difficult. It was very hard. Imagine, I'm 20 years sober. And I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to excite you. I'm here to thrill you. You know? 20 years. It's a big thing. One day at a time. One day at a time. And there's only 12 steps. Don't destroy your brothers and sisters. Be healthy here. Do the right things. Get involved. Participate. Get a beginner's gym. And then work yourself up the ranks and everything else. If you're a repeater like me, I have a couple of those. I hope I never get Boston again. I have my beginner's chip in my pocket. It's a real pleasure to have it. What an impact. What a blessing. The best thing that ever happened to me, that I drank, and I came into Alcoholics Anonymous. And now, when she's sitting in the front, recovery is the end thing. I pick up the phone, I get to a meeting, and I have a hectic life, I have a job, I have school, and I have a 5-year-old, and taking care of my mother and stuff like that, and socializing and stuff like that, and I still make time for meetings. I need to. I know about rude awakenings. Bailiffs come at a shitty time now. I'm 29 years old. I'm not even 29 years old. I'm on Skid Row. I'm there just, my world is finished from alcohol. I'm kicked out of my dwelling because I don't pay my commitments. I choose drinking to pay there. Nobody chases me to pay my commitment. There has been times that I've paid in advance. I love my dwelling. I have food in my fridge. And does Alcoholics Anonymous work? Yes, it does. Is it a miracle? Yes, it is. How do I pay Alcoholics Anonymous back? Is being here. When that book tells you that you've really hit the mother lode, and I see wise and intelligent people that have gone through that series and done something positive for their world and their life. Now, alcohol is garbage. I see it that way today. I've had a spiritual way. I'm there, and it's like I'm having DTs because I'm trying to get sober. I'm going to meetings and living on the street, and it stinks. It sucks. But I'm doing it. And I'm going to the meetings early, leaving the meetings late. And it's like, I'm sitting there and seeing this guy on the floor. He looks identically like me. But it's like 50 years or something like that. I said, I continue with alcohol, I won't live. And at that time, someone tapped me on the shoulder. You're going to die here. And I left. I'm from the West Island. I'm downtown. Tripping out, freaking out. And I was a sight. I was dirty. Long hair. ZZ Top beard. Fat. Still fat. Who cares? I love cake. Blame it on someone. Alcohol is amazing. It's awesome. It's incredible. To transformate a bum like myself. Remember, you could beat me to a freaking pulp. I had no feelings, I had no emotions. I was, malice, cold, heartless, because of alcoholism. Wouldn't give you the freaking time of the day. Spit at you and, if I couldn't recall the evening, I would look in the mirror and I had crumpled change or money or a black eye. I had a good time. You know? I had everybody chasing me. Nobody chases me today. You know? I'm living in harmony and peace and tranquil. You know, I got it together today. Just this moment, this present. Not always. I gotta be truthful, I gotta be honest. You know? Haven't had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. We try to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all affairs. That we were alcoholics and could not manage our own life. That probably no human power could restore us from our recovery. And that God could and would if he was sorry. You want to see someone thankful and grateful. My date is January 1st. There. You know? Everybody got together when my family, when I was 20 years sober, came out. Dropped everything. You know? Very moving. At my home group, Gateway, Brookhaven and Carson. Maybe if I race back, I can be there in time. No, it's not going to happen. I'm going to go and have a fun evening. This is fun. Drinking was not fun at the end. You know. You're the best people. You're champions and winners. There and then. You decide to stop drinking and do something for your world and your life. It's spectacular for me. It's awesome. It's amazing, you know. And it's like, I need you people. And I went down. Now, it was like, my brother stopped everything. My brother's a businessman. Uprooted everything. Drove all night long to come and see his brother take his cake. When my brother came in, it was something. My brother and me weren't friends. We didn't give me the time of day. At the end of my alcoholism, I hurt him, you know, physically, emotionally. You know what? I could take a rifle shot to the head and brush it off, or bruise it, you know, this man. I could have a sharp tongue. God, give me some nice words to use. I can speak, you know. When I was drinking, I didn't speak direct or elegantly there. I can really ramble off some really beautiful words through Alcoholics Anonymous. To pay back in thanks is seeing these clean and sober. Thank you for an amazing time.
It's not my privilege to thank you on behalf of the group tonight. I think I asked Sean to do that.